Hi everyone, this is Mariana here. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. Our highest purpose and calling is only found when we are walking aligned to our Heavenly Father's will for our lives. He is our Maker, our Creator, the one who designed us as a spectacular masterpiece. Jeremiah reminds us of an important truth about being molded, shaped, and transformed by our Maker as we journey through life. Listen to what he says. I went down to the potter's house and saw that he was working at the wheel, but the vessel that he was making from clay was spoiled by the potter's hand. So he made it over, reworking it and making it into another pot that seemed good to him. We see here that the clay finds its highest purpose, fulfillment and joy, and its ultimate destiny when it's pliable, ready to be reworked in the potter's hands. We are no different. We find our fulfillment, our joy, our highest purpose and calling when we let our potter have his way with us. Our scripture this week comes from Isaiah 64 verse 8. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Let us be determined this week to reflect on God's greatness. Let's marvel at our Lord's mighty deeds. He is the potter, and us and all of creation the clay. Mountains bow down before him, trees clap their hands for him, oceans roar and dance for him, and clouds paint the skies for him. He sends rain to nourish and refresh the earth, the stars to light the skies, and the sun to shine life on all. How much more then shall we adore him? For he has formed us, molded us, and shaped our lives, fearfully and wonderfully and perfectly according to his plan, until he said, "This is good." Let's study God's character. To truly understand our potter's greatness and who he created, molded and formed us to be, we need to know him. To help us to get to know our Father God more intimately, we can study his character. God reveals himself to us through his word. Let's look at what Isaiah 45 teaches us about his character. God is our Father. He is all-wise and all-powerful. He is sovereign, omnipotent, the originator and creator of the entire universe and everything on it. He decides how everything works, including success, righteousness, salvation, and even disaster. He is holy. He is our Maker, the potter. He is our Savior, Deliverer, and Strength. He is our Provider and our Defender. He only speaks truth. He declares what is right, and he takes care of us with deep and tender love. Considering these characteristics, how can we not but love him with all our hearts, all of our understanding, and with all that we are? And lastly, let's be pliable in our potter's hands. Let's wait upon our Lord. Let's take time to be still before him, to understand how he had formed us. Let's anticipate his help. He will never fail us. Let's be deliberate about spending time in our Father God's presence and preparing ourselves to be reworked, molded, and formed according to his will and plan for our lives. And let's trust him, follow him, and by his grace become all he created us to be. Let's pray together. Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are the work of your hands. Make your name known across the earth. Let everyone and everything bow down before you. Father God, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any greater God besides you. Thank you for helping us and for acting on our behalf as we wait on you. Father, reveal yourself to us. We long to be in your presence. Help us to do what is right. Shape us and mold us into all you planned for us to be. We trust you and we adore you. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.